I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru.
And now, it is 11th NBA season out of Washington State University. Number 11, Klay Thompson.
On 95.7 The Game.
Franco Finch, absolutely bringing it. I wonder when does Franco decide whether to go with the Klay Thompson? Because sometimes he'll go with the Klay Thompson.
Yeah. He's special.
We'll see what he does. Well, he probably won't do it tonight.
We got action out here, Stein. He is early. Yeah. Gone before the storm.
Let me ask you, if I ask Warrior fans this question, what's your favorite thing about Klay Thompson? Not your favorite moment. He had 60 in a game. He had 37 in a quarter. He had a great game six against. You know what? I was thinking about this. The thing that I love, that I like most about Klay Thompson is he was a true gym rat.
Wow.
He's a gym rat. He's a guy. I talk about this a lot, and people probably get sick of me saying it, but I feel like there's a lot of players who play college basketball who get drafted into the NBA, and they just are NBA players. But Klay Thompson gets drafted and just goes to work and lives in the gym, loves playing pickup, loves playing basketball. Very similar to Durant, as far as I'm concerned, in that way. Just
I like
Klay
that.
Thompson would rather play basketball than do just about anything else. That's the one thing about Klay that I always just really, really admired.
Man, I like that. How can you not? And that's a hell of a compliment to him. Mine is what I kind of stated earlier, Steiny, and I don't know if he had this part or mechanism of his personality before he was in the league. He don't give a damn, and he beats to his own drum, and you take it or leave it, and that's who he was, that's who he's been, and who he's been, and who he is, and I love that, and I think right now, that's why I kind of, he didn't need me to defend him, but I don't know what Warrior fans or Warrior fan expect from him when you know, if you know him, you know that he's dealing with a lot coming back here, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Klay Thompson and the Mavericks in town November 12th. That was a date that was circled during the offseason. And, let's not forget, it's part of the Emirates Cup. Let's go to Sarah in Fremont.
Hey.
What's up, Sarah? How are you?
Hello, I'm doing good, thank you.
Good.
Called in basically because I think I offer a different perspective. I only started watching basketball during the bubble. So okay. I didn't see like a lot of Klay's best moments. And I'm also not a Warriors fan, but I do live in the Bay. So definitely that outside perspective. And it really left a sour taste in my mouth how he left. How he handled leaving the franchise, like how he deleted some Instagram posts, and that's how everyone figured out. And I'm going to be very interested to see how he reacts to coming back to the Bay because of that. Because I just don't think it was handled the best from his part, for sure.
Well, I appreciate that, Sarah. And
she's not by herself.
There are a lot of people that, like, the way I look at it is, I just think that's small potatoes. Look, we think about all we've seen with the 49ers players in the offseason, whether it's Ayuk and whether it was Deebo Samuel years back. To me, that that'll barely be a footnote when it's all said and done about how it ended here for Clay. I just don't think, I mean, I get it, it's raw now, but I think it's something that'll go away in time.
You know what, speaking of which, now you got me thinking just about this, you know, his contract situation was a rat on the table, and it's just amazing how much of the team, everybody included, Stoddy, those plane rides, practice, the games, where they were walking on eggshells thinking about when you got to this juncture, you know, when you got to, not the game that night, not saying they weren't focused, but let's be honest, Donnie, that room had to be thick of like cloudiness of his future and how happy he was, and they're trying to pay respect to him because he's a, you know, he's an all-timer. So I can totally understand now that, you know, he's in a different place and the Warriors are in a different place where the air is just a bit fresher. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Al in Milpitas. Hey, Al, what's going on, man?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Goo. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say, Clay, to me, first off, is the most down-to-earth basketball player, professional athlete that I've ever got to meet. The only story I want to tell is that it was 2021. I turned 50 years old. January, I think, was the 3rd, out in New Orleans against the Pelicans. Clay is warming up. He's doing his routine, pre-game routine. He's not playing because of the injury. So he's going through his workout. We're sitting courtside. We got there early for the workout. He goes through it all. And we're yelling at him, Clay, we love you. We're from the Bay Area, blah, blah, blah. When he gets done with his workout, he goes over to a little kid sitting sideline, grabs it, takes off his shoe, finds it, gives it to the little kid. We're yelling, Clay, Clay, we love you. He grabs the basketball, finds it, throws it to me. So I ended up getting an autographed Clay Thompson basketball that night on my birthday weekend in New Orleans. I got my number 11 jersey on. Unfortunately, I only buy a 10-game package, and I didn't get tonight's game. I just came in February. But, Clay, I love you. Thank you for all the memories. I there's nothing more I can say.
Appreciate the call.
No doubt. You said it all.
Yeah, appreciate the call. 888-957-9570. Steiny with Guru outside Shea Center at Thrive City. And the Mavericks are in town to take on the Golden State Warriors. Klay Thompson makes his return to the Bay Area tonight. And should be an emotional night. It should be a fun night. And should be a rousing ovation, I got to believe, for Klay Thompson tonight at Shea Center. Willen and Dibbs had Steve Kerr on yesterday for his weekly segment, and Evan, I would like to play from the top here, FJ02. This is Steve Kerr talking about Clay's fit in Dallas.
Oh, man, he's a great fit. I mean, he gets to play next to two of the great shot creators on earth. There's a reason they went after him. I mean, they, you know, they knew he would fit perfectly next to those guys. And you know, I was watching their game against Phoenix today, and you know, you just see how many openings he has as a result of playing next to those guys and also having lob threats. You remember how well he played with Trace, you know, last year, coming off pin downs, and what a good passer Clay was. You know, hitting Trace for easy buckets of the rim. So, you know, Dallas can use him a lot of different ways, but he's definitely a great fit.
That was Steve Kerr on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. And what do you think of this stat?
Give it to me.
Clay's 14 for his last 49 from three-point range. He got off to a pretty good start after three games, but the last seven have not been very good.
I'll tell you what.
That's 28.5%.
Yeah, I'll say this to that. It's early, but where, and I expect Dallas to be a, you know, a problem, a factor, just talk, wake me up in April, and then we'll see where that. But that yeah, 14 for 49, not good. And I'll tell you what, when it's go time, and like Steve Kerr said, Stoney, I can't think of another locale or another team that would be a perfect fit for the one he's on with Dallas, with two dudes that can create their own shot and got getting doubled all the time. So that's all mental. Like, he'll fix that. But, yeah, that's not good.
888-957-9570 is the number. We are talking about Klay Thompson, who's coming back to the Bay tonight.
Klay!
The Warriors take on the Dallas Mavericks right here at Shea Center. Guru and I will be here till 2 o'clock. Then we will be joined by Willard and Dibs. They'll take you right up to tip off. They'll be here till 6 o'clock. And then you can hear all the action on 95.7 The Game. Let's go to West Oakland Holloway.
Our man.
What's up, West Oak? How you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. How y'all feeling today?
Doing well.
So listen, I think Stoney said this. Stoney, you hit this on a point when you was talking about you was comparing Klay and Durant in a basketball kind of way.
Yeah.
Because I remember when they was interviewing Durant one time and they was asking him like to name his favorite teammates, and he specifically said Klay. He said Klay got that dog in him. He just a baller. He love the ball off the court. That's what they do. They live and breathe basketball.
Mm, yeah.
Now, another thing that I wanted to say about, you know, you had somebody text was talking about get over it, Klay, your story like everybody else. It's not like everybody else. Klay
right.
won 4 chips. Everybody else didn't. And for him to come into that organization, I still think like the unfollowing, I think a lot of that had to do with the way he was treated with the contract. They didn't do Draymond like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He was there longer than Draymond, and he contributed just as much as Draymond. So what did they say? Well, Klay, he losing. He losing. That's the same thing y'all say about Draymond right now. But you still signed him. So I think things could have been done a little bit better. But I don't knock Klay for what he did, man. I don't.
Yeah.
He's been somewhere for so long.
Yeah.
And they put somebody else in front of you, man. You're going to feel some type of way. But,
no doubt, man.
Thanks for taking my call, y'all.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff, West Oakland. Appreciate it. No, I'm
that's natural and human. And I'm sure he loves Draymond, but Stoney, I mean, that had to be a slap in the face. Like, oh, 4? Oh, wow. Okay. Whatever. Oh,
yeah.
Like, that's hard, man. Come on.
I mean, I said this a bunch last year, and I just kind of wonder how Warrior fans feel about it. You know, it's over the course of 8-10 years, the hope was always that these three guys might be able to retire together.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But that was always going to be a long shot because it is a long shot in the NBA. And if you ask me how I feel about, you know, Klay leaving, I do think it just kind of stinks that that it ended up being him who was the first one to leave. And I get it. The reason he was the first guy to leave is probably because of extenuating circumstances that were beyond everybody's control. But, you know, that's the one thing that, I don't know. I get it. I probably would have wanted to see Draymond leave first. If somebody had to go, you know, I kind of felt like Clay probably deserved to stay, and Draymond maybe didn't deserve to stay based on the last couple years. But that's just a personal, personal thing.
No, it's a human feeling. I understand it, but let's just take it a step further. So, can you understand now that it happened to where his tenure here came to a conclusion? He's with another team, that he's not all gung ho, or what some Warrior fans think he should be saying about coming back.
Yeah, I mean, I'll see. I think the most important thing is kind of how Clay's acting, not acting, but how he reacts tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they lost a 2-point game at Denver, and then they're asking him about Golden State, and just naturally he's going to say, well, I haven't really thought about it, because maybe he hasn't really thought about it. To me, it's all about how he responds tonight, and whether or not you can see that he appreciates the standing ovation that he's almost sure to get. Real quick, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I really mean this. I think I'm more excited about what's going to transpire more than the actual game.
Can you hear
game.
Us, Evan?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
So, as excited as I am sitting here with you and Tim and everybody, I do wonder, this is just me, is he going to grab the mic? Like, I got you. Like, if we had to set odds, I understand it, you know, people would be like, "Goo, you're crazy." But, man, if he could just somehow grab the mic and address the fan base, that would be sick.
What would he say?
I love you. Thanks for all the memories. And, you know, and he could short and sweet. But just the fact that, like, would Khaled call us tomorrow? And Khaled said nothing bad, but he stated his stance right now, and he's not feeling Clay's energy or what he deems Clay's energy. But if Clay were to grab the mic tonight and just address the crowd, oh, my gosh.
Let's go to Ant in San Francisco. What's going on, Ant? How you doing, man? No, Ant. How about T.I.? T.I. in Oakland? What's up, T.I.? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Man.
Doing well,
man.
What's going on?
Hey.
Well, I'm going to have to give you Bay Area love. First of all, I'm going to keep it a buck, dude. If this is like a divorce, I wouldn't hate on my ex-wife. I still got love for her, for our past and for our memories, but I done moved on with my new wife.
I hear you.
You know, got a lot of love for Clay. Want him to do well, but I'm a Warriors fan, period. I think it can kind of be related to how Durant left. You know, Durant said it out of his mouth. This is Steph's team. It'll never be my team.
Mm.
So, you know, it is what it is. Either you can learn with me or watch me win. That's how I feel.
Well, appreciate the call.
Valid. I get it, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Klay Thompson, he's coming back tonight, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be in a Dallas Maverick uniform. And
I think they've already had the shoot-around, huh? I'm sure.
Probably. Yes, they probably have had the shoot-around. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you're coming to the game tonight, I got to believe you're gonna give Klay Thompson a rousing ovation. I can't.
Four rings.
Yeah, I can't.
Four titles.
I can't imagine anybody not being gung ho about their reception for Klay Thompson. Let's go to Sparky. Sparky's in Alameda. What's up, Sparky? How you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? And thank you one more time. Okay, I think it's very particular to know that these guys outside the court, they are friends. But tonight, they're going to be boys playing some street ball again. And I want to see Clay showing he's good because, you know, I want to see him going one-on-one with Steph and see, you know, a little street ball with them. It will be fun.
But it's not the All-Star game, you know. But
a little game within a game.
Yeah, it's not the All-Star game.
We just like the challenge.
That's the guy. That was him. We just like the challenge. That was him, Stoney. Are you cold?
I'm freezing.
Dude,
I'm freezing.
Dude, you
right
can
now.
Go deer hunting with us. This is beautiful right now.
Let's go to Wesley in Benicia. Hey, Wesley, how you doing, man?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Man, this is
oh, you there?
Hello?
We lost me.
You sound like,
go ahead.
Fire.
Oh, yeah, this is so hard right now. I feel like I love Clay and the circumstances. I think it's also his personality. He's such a stoic kind of guy, which kind of rubs people the wrong way. He has that quiet confidence about him. So when he left without much emotion attached to it, it's hard to really feel like he really loved us here. But I'm sure he loves the Bay for sure. And you know, when he gets on the court, gives tempo, it's so hard to keep these three superstars. And just to piggyback on what you're talking about with Dre going first, I think that you can see the reasoning behind why Dre stayed and the circumstances behind that, because you know, Dre is the facilitator versus Clay. He's on the tail end, and he's a shooter and a defender. That's just, you can even just see with the initial 10 games of the season where he'll have his amazing game, but then he just kind of peters out and just disappears. And right now it's that everyone is where they're supposed to be. Clay is in a new spot. Hopefully he's going to catch on fire this year. Not tonight, but maybe this year. But and the Warriors are where they're at. They're not like the Giants where they're, you know, they're trying to hold on to as much as they can and outgrowing as a team.
No. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Wesley. Yeah, I think tonight's easy. If you're a Warrior fan, you give Klay Thompson a standing ovation. You watch the video board because they probably have a nice tribute to him. And then the game starts and you root for the Golden State Warriors. It's pretty simple.
Stoney, there was a stat, and this is the difference for you and I. Since the merger, I believe there's only six other guys that have won four titles with one team and gone to a new locale. I had it written down and don't have it. Do you know the other five?
I can't believe you're doing this to me right now.
No. I knew that was up your alley, but I was rushing. I think I wrote it down. Okay, I got it. See if you can get it.
Well, let's...
Here we go.
Well, Evan, no music till we know he's got the question right.
Oh, I got it right.
Remember last time.
Hey, I got...
Okay, Evan, give me the question.
Did Evan say not a clue? Okay, only six other players have won four titles with one team and gone elsewhere since the merger. And I have them right here.
Jordan.
Yeah, good job.
Shaq.
No Shaq.
Oh, he only won three with the Lakers.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
This is
Tony
great.
Parker.
You got him, Parker.
Okay. Let's go.
There's somebody here. I don't know.
Andre Iguodala.
You got him. That's three.
Okay. Let's go. Four titles. Let's go. Let's go.
Wow, man. I feel like you can get these.
Scottie Pippen?
Yeah. Did you hear Evan?
I did hear Evan.
Two more.
Probably one of those Lakers guys from the
Kurt
80s.
Rambis.
Okay.
And there's one more Laker.
Couldn't have been worse.
Went to Utah. Came right back. Left-handed.
Derek Fisher?
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate that. 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up in 5 minutes, we are going to replay the Bob Myers interview. We talked to Bob right off the top of the show. He was great. Former president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors. Also on the other side, you get your shot to win a Klay Thompson jersey. That's going to be at during the 12 o'clock hour, so you're not going to want to go anywhere for your chance to win a Klay Thompson jersey. Let's slide in Big Smoothie.
Our guy.
Big Smoothie in Oakland. What's up, Big Smoothie? How you doing, man?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Listen, man, what I don't like about this is we're kind of coming with this preconceived way that he has to respond. Is he got to take the mic? Listen, he's coming. It's a lot of emotions. Maybe yeah. Clay is saying, I'm not even thinking about this until my career's over. I'm still trying to win a championship.
Huh? Yeah.
We applaud him, standing ovation, and then that's it. It's over. We got to go on, man.
Hey.
Does it matter? He left. I think
smoothie.
It was the best thing for
I'm with you. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Just keep going. I'm with you.
It was the best. It was the best for both organizations. Listen, I didn't like Grumpy Clay. I didn't like it. It wasn't him. I didn't like it. I like the Clay that he feels he's free. He's happy. He's going to average about 12 a game. He wouldn't have liked that here. We would not have what we have right now if we didn't do this 6-team trade. Thank you, NBA, for the possibilities of doing a 6-team trade. He might not cry. He may listen. How do you get back at your ex-girlfriend when she moves out?
You live a life.
Yeah,
you live your best life, Austin. Thanks, Big Smoothie.
Yeah.
Big Smoothie, thanks for the call.
He don't like Grumpy Clay, Stoney. Well, he's 14 for 49, his last 49. I don't think he's in a good mood.
Yeah. All right, coming up on the other side, two things you're going to want to pay attention to. One is Bob Myers, former president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors. We're going to replay that interview in about 5 minutes, and then your chance to win a Klay Thompson jersey. That's coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
I'm doing good. I miss you guys.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru.
Clay, what is it about you in Game 6 elimination game? I don't want to go home.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Klay Thompson from, I don't know, one of his great playoff games. Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson with you outside Chase Center. Dallas in town tonight to take on the Golden State Warriors. Of course, Klay Thompson making his return. And here's what's going on. Coming up momentarily, we're going to replay an interview with Bob Myers.
Bobby.
He joined us at 10:15, former president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors. We're going to play that momentarily. And then after the interview with Bob Myers, it's going to be your chance to win a Klay Thompson jersey. We'll tell you how on the other side, but it involves answering a trivia question about Klay Thompson. So we will have Bob Myers momentarily. Then we're going to be giving away a Klay Thompson jersey. And then hopefully at 1 o'clock, Kirk Lacob will join us on 95.7 The Game.
Are you going to bury the lead on what you just saw? The boss bet me $1 I wouldn't make a shot, and I switched it right in front of your face.
Yeah, we got to get to the Bob Myers interview, Goo, and then we're going to be giving away a Klay Thompson jersey. So Bob Myers joined us earlier. Take a listen to what he had to say about tonight, Klay Thompson, and a lot of other stuff. What's up, Bob? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I miss you guys. I miss you.
Yeah, too,
to you
baby.
Yeah, obviously it's a big night here coming up at Chase Center. And, you know, it's so long ago, I just wanted to do the math, but you were hired in 2011, and Klay was the pick that year, right? You were hired in April, and then the draft was in June. So had you met him before that down in L.A.? What did you know about him? And kind of take us back to that decision at the time. I know you were working under Larry Riley, but, you know, what do you remember about that time?
It's interesting. The year before, I was at the Pac 10 or 12, whatever it was, conference tournament in Staples Center. Then I was sitting next to Danny Ainge. And this was the year before Klay came out. And he said to me, because I was an agent at the time, he goes, I would draft that kid right there in Washington State, Klay Thompson, if he comes out. I'm trying to see if he'll come out. And at that point, Klay would have been a late first round pick. And then Klay didn't come out, right? And so when he didn't come out, I was then at the combine in Chicago or whatever it was my first year as an assistant GM under Larry Riley. And Larry Harris told me early, Klay was not projected to be a lottery pick early in that draft process. He climbed his way up. But Larry Harris was the first one to say to me, that I really like Klay Thompson. And so that was, there's a couple of people I trusted and respected that liked him. And then there's that famous story of his workout down at the old Clippers facility, like the Spectrum in Manhattan Beach, when Jerry West was there. And we, not just our team, but many teams were there watching Klay shoot. And there's not many guys that, you just walk in the gym and watch him shoot one jump shot, two jump shots, and you're just mesmerized. I mean, Ray Allen's probably a guy like that. Chris Mullin, Steph. He obviously, I don't want to. His jump shot is not textbook. Obviously, he's the best shooter ever to play basketball. But Klay shot, Mully, Ray Allen, they have that like the one that you would teach, right? Steph's is probably tougher to teach, a little bit lower release point. Anyways. After we all saw him do that, we kind of, as a group, said, that's our guy, if we could get him. People forget that Milwaukee was picking 10th, and they traded that pick to Sacramento. I think Milwaukee would have taken Klay at 10, and then when they traded with Sac took Jimmer Fredette, and that allowed us to get Klay. So, yeah, I mean, I remember a dinner with Larry Riley and I had with him at Scott Seafood in Jack London Square. I don't know if that's still there. You remember that play? And so Klay didn't say anything. He was so quiet with Larry and I. And we left the dinner. We're like, it's hard to tell with this guy. But obviously, what a career with the Warriors. And he's still going.
Yeah, Bob, always a pleasure to talk to you. We were just trying to, you know, break down Klay Thompson and what made fans gravitate to him, not on the court, that was obvious, but off the court. How would you answer that?
Well, I want to leave enough time to talk about your pickup game, so I just want to
be quick. We got it. It's coming, Bob. It's coming.
How much time can we allocate to the Goose pickup game? Just want to be, so I know how to answer these questions.
Don't get him upset,
Bob. We can do it at about 2:15. About 2:15 this afternoon.
Oh, man.
What was the question, Goo? I totally forgot.
Why did the fans dig Klay? Why did they gravitate to Klay?
You got it. Authenticity. I think just kind of the person. I think we all love people, no matter, you know, you just like someone who's real. And I think he was very very unassuming. Work ethic, you know, he was very quiet in his game, like low, not a demonstrative guy, appreciated throughout the league. He got some huge defensive assignments in those playoff years, guarding Harden in some really tough series, guarding Kyrie. And his man-to-man defense was just high, high level. And then to still be able to shoot, for anybody that's played, you know, you look at players in the playoffs, a lot of times when players do defend at a lot higher level in the playoffs, so your shooting sometimes goes. If you guys remember that Rockets game where they missed 25 threes in a row, that would never happen if they weren't having to work so hard on defense. And so Klay was able to defend the other team's best perimeter player and score. And, you know, he did it a little bit. He was never the headliner. And so I think people loved watching him do his job at the highest level in the biggest moments. And Klay, he clearly, like, saved. I can get into it, but that Oklahoma City game. I've never rewatched much. I would rewatch that whole. If I could pick a game, I'd pick two games to rewatch. It'd be that one. And I and Curry in Boston of my favorite games to rewatch. So.
Yeah. Hey, we're joined by Bob Myers, former president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors. Let me ask you this, because, you know, guys say stuff in the media and you never know if it resonates in the building or if it's a big deal or anybody cares. But, you know, when Mark Jackson was coaching this team long before the titles ever came, he said this is the greatest shooting backcourt of all time. And, you know, back then it was a gutsy statement. Do you remember him making that? Do you remember thinking, boy, you know, easy, Mark? Or what do you remember about him saying that? And did you believe it at the time?
I did not. I wish I had that conviction, but he was right. Like you said, it was not a popular statement. A lot of people, I imagine many, many people kind of quietly smirked at that statement. But it turns out a couple things happened. One, I think he was correct. So he was way ahead of everybody else. And two, most importantly, forget about what everybody else thinks. It did, I believe, because I was in the building, give Klay and Steph confidence. And sometimes for young players, a coach making you feel like you're better than you even think you are is a great piece of coaching. And I think by him anointing them that way before everybody else, they started to believe in their abilities. Not that they lack for confidence, but it was a jolt in that area. And it's kind of like when Lake, when Joe said that lonely banner up there, he was right. Yeah. You know, and by the way, that's not my personality, but people like that, that are brash and have that, you know, they sometimes can galvanize a situation. And so Mark, I've always credited Mark with that. That was a big thing that he did. And I think he was right.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, Bob, I follow you on ESPN Countdown. I hear you when you do the games. I was telling Steiny, it will never look right, Clay, in another uniform. What? Share with us your thoughts when you see him in a Dallas uniform, just playing for a different franchise.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. I just, but life doesn't, it's this idea that everybody gets to finish where they started as players is so rare. I guess I always had in the back of my mind, as much as I think everybody wished that it would end with, you know, Steph, Clay, and Draymond walking to the sunset. It's just, you look at any sport, any team, even if you want it to happen, so much has to line up for that to actually take place. Some of it's economic, some of it's situational, some of it's just circumstances. And so I always thought, although that would be pretty amazing, that it was going to be hard to accomplish that. And who knows, if hopefully Draymond and Steph, I think Steph's clearly the best candidate to do that, but at the end, usually it doesn't happen. And so it is hard, and I think I actually can't really do it. I can't picture him still, even though I'm watching him in Dallas and cheering for him as an individual. It's hard for me to do still. I don't know what you guys think. It's hard for me to picture it and watch it.
Yeah, Bob Myers joining us on 95.7 The Game, former president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors. Of course, Dallas in town tonight with Klay Thompson. And, you know, the one part of Klay's game that I thought maybe should have gotten more attention was his ability to defend ones and take a little pressure off Steph, particularly, you know, James Harden. When did you kind of discover that part of his game in his career?
Yeah, he did not come out of college. Nobody was saying he was an elite defender. Nobody, including us. And, you know, he worked at it. He's got a quiet tenacity about him. That's Clay. I think you guys know that. And so he prided himself. He's got great pride and a great competitiveness. And pride on the basketball court is not only one side of the court. I think if you're a prideful person, if you're a winner, if you're competitive, you realize that playing defense, although not as thought of as exciting, I should say, or you don't get the credit when you're just a great defender, but it matters just as much. Without his man-to-man defense, we probably don't win at the level that we won in those years. I think we noticed it probably in year 2, 3, 4. But he was doing shell drills in the off season. I mean, he was working on his body. He didn't come in as thick as he was. He got much more physical. And Harden, people forget, isn't just quick and agile and skillful. He's strong. His hands are unbelievably strong. And so Clay's ability to take that up and then Steph sliding over to the non-maybe playmaker. And by the way, people would try to put, you talk about Steph too. Steph worked himself into a very adequate defender because they would try to pick on him in many of those series. So Clay covered up, you know, some of our perimeter D by what he was able to do. Like you said, take the best player and make them work as hard as possible. You don't stop Kyrie or Harden. You guys are going to see Kyrie. I was watching Kyrie the other night. You know, what he can do still is amazing. And so Clay did a great job. I think we noticed that, Matt. It was not out of college that we thought he could be that, but he worked himself into it.
Bob, you got me thinking when you said you went down memory lane with the OKC game for Clay. And Bonte put out a tweet last night. What was your favorite Clay memory? And there's so many. The 60 points in 29 minutes against Indy. The game you mentioned with OKC. But, Bob, mine is the 37 points in a quarter in 2015 against Sacramento. Like, Bob, just that's insane. And I don't think that will ever – anybody will top that. 37.
No, that was I was obviously there, and it was actually, you should, if you talk to Joe, he actually missed that game. He's never going to forgive himself. Wake up, missed it. It was funny. His son Kirk was texting him being like, you should see it. It's pretty good. And Joe was obviously wishing he was there. But yeah, you know, that was almost surreal watching that happen. It was, what did he do? He took like three dribbles. He didn't even dribble, man. I feel like, in the quarter. He had one.
12
had,
minutes.
You know, it's crazy. Well, you know, the best shooters, so you guys play basketball.
Well.
You know, the best shooters, even their misses or makes. He had a shot there in that quarter where it bounced up and around. It was a three, and it bounced up and around and then found its way in. And I was like, that was the miss, and it was a make.
Right.
But then once that went, it was like he was just, it was just insane. And yeah, Goo, that was, you know, there's certain things that stick with you, and that was certainly one of them. And I don't know that anybody will do that again. I just, I don't know. That's a pretty good one. Pretty good one.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that is. All right, Bob. Well, listen, we appreciate
you're
it
the
as
man.
Always. And it should be a fun night out there tonight. And we look forward to talking to you down the road.
Nice. Are you guys, I know you're there now. Are you going? You going to the game or?
Yeah, we got to check it out.
We got to go now that we're here for sure.
They got us outside, Bob. A little chilly right now.
I wish I could be there. I want to hear how it is. I'll have to call one of you guys later and see how it was. So
all right, there it is.
Appreciate it, Bob.
Take
care, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Bob Myers. All right, that was Bob Myers, former president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors. And let's do it. Right now is your opportunity to win a Klay Thompson jersey. Before I even tell you how,
holy cannoli,
I'm going to give you the contest line. That's the one we're using, not the 888 number that I usually give out. The contest line is 415-523-4652. Here's the situation. All right, now's the time. This is the question. It's a two-parter. And if you know the answer, the first correct answer to the contest line wins a Klay Thompson jersey. Here's the question. You ready? Two-parter. What team did Klay Thompson... Oh, my gosh. This isn't the most positive question in the world. All right. What team did Klay Thompson tear his ACL against in the NBA Finals? And then which team did he return against 941 days later? 415-523-4652. I have nothing to do with putting together that question. But here's the question one more time. What team did Klay Thompson tear his ACL against in the finals? And then which team did he return against 941 days later? The contest line, 415-523-4652. First correct answer, Klay Thompson jersey is yours. There you go.
I know the answer, Stani. The answers.
I knew the one. I had no clue about the other one.
Who you think came up with the question? If you
That's
had
an Evan
guess.
Special. Am I right, Evan?
He died. I love it.
All right. 888-957-9570. If you want to jump into the Klay Thompson conversation, we are at Chase Center down by Thrive City. Guru and myself, they've got a ball game tonight between the Mavericks and the Warriors, and Klay Thompson is back in the Bay Area, four-time NBA champion with the Golden State Warriors, and now playing for the Dallas Mavericks. And the thing we're asking Warrior fans is just, how are you feeling about it all?
Man,
Klay Thompson was drafted by the Warriors in 2011, and he's been playing with them ever since, before this season. And he had an illustrious career with the Golden State Warriors, suffered two significant injuries and missed 2.5 years last year, too. Obviously, there were some issues with Klay and his health and his role, but by and large, I don't think there's anybody who isn't I don't think there's anybody who's coming out here tonight that's not going to give him a standing ovation and a round of applause for everything he's done for this team, which is basically being on getting them four titles.
No doubt. And we can do this all day, Stani, and talk about his accolades, but you got me just thinking about, and the callers, prime, Klay Thompson, what he would do on the offensive end, enough said. But defensively guarding the other team's best player, that's insane. And it's so tragic in this sense, when he got hurt against Toronto, he was on fire. I believe he was about to go for 40 or 45. He got hurt. But also, too, just thinking about everything that he's, I mean, like Stani, I'm just looking at his resume. What didn't he do? All NBA defensive team, all rookie team.
I didn't rebound.
NBA All-Star, four-time NBA champ. Dude.
I didn't rebound.
I could just make an argument.
Didn't get to the line. Doesn't get to the line a lot.
I could make an argument that this team could have won six finals in a row. I'll leave that there.
How?
If Klay doesn't get hurt, they're beating Toronto, so that's five.
Okay.
And then when Draymond got suspended, they would have won that one, so that'd have been six. Oh my God, Evan with the fifth stop. Let's just be real. That's how dominant this team was.
Yeah, they now won four. They won four.
The guru computer. Dude, it just tells you, man. And the losses they had were in the finals. So that just give me a half. So they got five. You know?
They have four. They won four titles. They won four titles.
But they were in six. Yep. They were dominant.
That's because
is that going to happen again?
Kevin Durant was a big part of that, too.
Who's out, by the way?
Who is it?
Did you see the list of the cup is about to start? He's out. Zion got a hammy. Who else?
Everybody.
But that's two.
Wiggins is probably out tonight.
Good God.
We'll find out. 888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, Evan, I wanna go into these Klay non-basketball cuts because we got 3 or 4 minutes before break. So, again, I'm not really even sure what these are, but Evan put them together. They're a conglomeration of some weird
Klay
Thompson
Evan
stuff.
Is.
So this is Klay Thompson talking about Googling himself, I guess. Huh? Take a listen.
It say three-time. Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Klay just Googled himself. It say three-time champion already. That's dope.
All right, Evan, you got context for that one? I don't remember awesome. That one.
That was after, I believe, the 2018 NBA Finals, where they went back-to-back with KD, and they were at the podium, and Durant was answering a question, and Klay, instead of answering the questions, was Googling himself.
Oh.
And Draymond just looked at him and said, wow, Klay just Googled himself, and he's a three-time champ.
It's updated. Wow, man.
All right, let's go to the Klay on crying on the court. This is after the fourth title parade.
We cried on the court. It obviously was the end of...
Who cries on the basketball court? I mean...
No crying in basketball?
Tell us about being overwhelmed, a little
I'm not
emotion
crying,
there.
You're crying.
All right, so that was
wow.
That was during the fourth title parade.
Cried, yeah, of the parade.
How about this one? Klay stumbling about ball movement. This ought to be interesting.
Klay, what are you noticing about the energy and the ball movement tonight that's helping you guys unlock the three ball?
It's great on both sides. It's great. Both of them are great.
How's the guru special? Oh, boy. Klay
Thompson. He's coming back to Chase Center tonight.
I want him to go for 35 and the Warriors,
Tell me something we don't know.
Go ahead. Well, 45.
Okay, 45, and the Warriors
14
win.
For 49. You think they're worried, Dallas, behind closed doors, that this don't improve?
No. Well, we're 10 games into the year.
But that's when you could be shooting 60% from three.
He never gets off to a fast start.
Now, you should know that. I do know it.
Well, you didn't because you didn't remember.
Man, we used to do pre and post, man.
Yeah, it was a long time.
Next question.
Let's go to Klay with Steph during a broadcast during the 2020 season.
All right, last question of the night. Who is a better color commentator?
Dell Curry or Michael Thompson? And it's one guy's birthday today, so.
Oh, it's your pop's birthday?
I'm not saying names.
Respect. Happy birthday to Papa Thompson. I got to go Dell Curry, though.
Oh,
come
my.
Come on, man. What's wrong with you?
He's out. He's walking off.
I believe he really was. I'm playing, but man, Curry couldn't say his dad.
Watch this. Who do you prefer, Dell Curry or Michael Thompson?
Oh, it's Champagne and Nuts. It's on Twitter.
Oh, I'm surprised.
It's Michael Thompson.
Oh, I thought you would beg off that one.
So insinuating what?
You think Dell Curry's pretty lousy?
No, he's great, but I used to play with him on Lakers Celtics, the video game. He used to play the Hornets. They had squad. He can hit threes.
Michael Thompson is joining Lillard and Dibs later today, by the way.
Oh, man.
Champagne and Nuts.
Yeah.
He'll be joining Willard and Dibs.
Big boxing fan, Michael Thompson. Number one pick.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about Klay Thompson's return. How you remember him, Warrior fans? I mean, he was drafted in 2011. He's had great moments here the last couple of years. Maybe not as great as you'd hoped, but tonight should be a joyous occasion. And we're just talking about Klay Thompson and all things Klay Thompson. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was brought to you by San Francisco International Airport.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.